education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR. I've been all around the world.
I've been a new sensation, but it doesn't really matter in this generation. And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Culver and Brandon Disney, and we're here after us. I guess with the Diamondbacks no longer in the playing baseball, we won't have to worry about the interruptions for a while.
Yep. Seems like we probably won't for quite a while.
Yeah. So we should be on a pretty regular schedule.
It sounds like someone got a new CD there, huh?
No, that's an old. I've had that for a while.
That's your old one?
Yeah.
Perhaps it needs CD audio conversion.
You know, those of you that listened in a couple weeks ago, we launched a free service that we were trying to educate people on the whole MP3 music. It's just an amazing world of music that's out there. And a lot of you have CDs laying around that someday I want to get to it, but it takes 8 or 10 minutes for every CD.
8 or 10 minutes for every song?
Huh?
For every CD to actually do? Oh, my gosh.
To convert each CD. If your machine's in decent shape, you should be able to convert a CD in 8 or 10 minutes for each CD. So if you got 100 CDs, you know, factor in that much time to get your CDs transferred over to your computer so you can plug it in and have it on your iPod or whatever. And it's a big problem. We've been working with this company locally here that has a new service, and we convinced them to actually allow people that are associated with us to try it out for free. And that's slated to end today, but we've had such an amazing response to this that they've decided they'll continue rolling this. So if you heard about our Digital Music Revolution campaign, where you can take 25 of your CDs in and they'll transfer them. These are 25
commercial
CDs, right? Not the ones that your buddy burns you so that you're getting into this pirating, but it's all legitimate stuff. Take your commercial CDs in. Even if they're a little scratched up or, you know, maybe they're not playing real well, they'll try to clean them up for you. They'll transfer them all over to MP3, very high quality, higher quality than what most people do at home with all the artwork and everything else, and then transfer it over to a DVD and a nice little kit so that all the songs from the 25 CDs will be on that one DVD. And they're doing it absolutely free just as a way to introduce this kind of new thought process. And that's at any of the 22 Phoenix area Data Doctor stores. If you want to learn more about that, datadoctors.com/music. It's free. Even though it says that it ends today, you just tell them Ken and Brandon said, said I could bring it in any time next week.
And people sometimes ask me, hey, what if I have more than 25 CDs? Well, then it's just 99 cents a CD after that. So the first 25 are on us, and then after that it's $1 a CD. And
not even, it's 99 cents.
Yeah, well, you know, and you're good to go.
And unfortunately, our fine friend Bev in Portland, who's listening, who sent in a little email, says, big fan in Portland, love the show, keep up the great work. Sorry, Bev, we can't offer that 25 CD free transfer to you, but someday we will be in your neighborhood, and we'll be able to, and thanks for chiming in. Shall we go back to the phones here?
We should, and we go next to Mike.
Mike, welcome to the Computer Corner. Before we get to your fun, the problem, your consternation, do you have any pet peeves you want to share with the audience, things that irk you about how other people communicate with you on the Internet?
Yeah, I have too many email addresses, and, you know, especially this new Gmail thing, which I signed up for. I've got it early, but I got every name that I could think of, and they don't know who to send my email to.
Hey, Mike, can you do us a favor and click off of that speakerphone that you're probably on?
I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It sounded real hollow. It's okay.
I'll talk real close to it.
There you go. You're saying that you've created a situation, you've signed up for so many different email addresses that your friends don't know who to email.
Right. I used to have one email address, and I've got five or six of them.
Well, whose fault is that?
That's mine, but they don't know that, and they don't, you know.
What you may want to...
And you know, the thing is I've told them about this new Gmail thing, which I hopefully it's a good email.
Gmail's great.
And I like it, but they don't seem to care about it. So,
well,
you know that's their problem.
Old habits die hard. So.
I got an idea for you, Mike. Almost every provider out there that provides email as a service allows you to forward your email to any address that you want.
Aha!
And so you could go into, for example, if you had Hotmail, you log into your Hotmail account, and you go into the options section, and you can specify in there an address that you want all mail to forward to when it comes in. So you could go into four of your accounts.
Five,
Let's say you wanted your Gmail to be the place where you got everything. you could take all the other ones and forward them to your Gmail, and you've effectively consolidated, and your friends don't have to do anything different than what they're used to.
I haven't finished that process, but I'm about to.
And then you're going to look like a genius.
And I am, well, I'm not a genius.
But you can take all the credit. You don't give us any of the credit. You take it all.
It's all you, man.
You guys are. Listen, I've got a problem with I've got an old Pentium 2, and it's a Windows 98, and it quit accessing the Internet on Cox High and broadband after 5 minutes. And then I have to reboot. I have to just reboot it, and it'll work for another 5 minutes.
Is it physically connected? It's not wireless. It's wired, right?
No, it's wired.
Okay.
It's been working fine for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then it just quit. And it every 5 minutes I have to reboot it.
Yeah.
I need a new. You know, I've been looking for a new computer. That's another question altogether. But this one is kind of bugging.
Well, you know, there's a bunch of things that could be, and we're running up here to a break. And so rather than have you just get some short answer that doesn't do you any good, if you don't mind, we're going to put you on hold so we can explain to you some wonderful terms like TCPIP.
Mm-hmm. Tastes just like chicken.
It does. That's really dry radio, but something that'll probably help you out. So if you don't mind, we're going to put you on hold, Mike.
Thank you.
And see if we can help him during the break on his older machine. That's boat anchor status, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's not only boat anchor. It's Moo'n boat anchor. Because he had a gateway, you see.
I see. You know, if you do get enough of those, you could anchor a boat.
I'm sure you could.
You could.
With probably like three of the old ones.
I'm not sure that it's environmentally acceptable or safe to do, but there you have it. So we're going to continue asking you about your email, internet pet peeves, the things that other people do that you think are kind of goofy or just cause you to go, I wish somebody would tell these people. Well, here's your chance. You can tell thousands and thousands of people what it is that's irritating you about how people communicate with you online, whether it's email, blogs, instant messaging, whatever it is.
You can do it all when we come back from our break. 602-277-5827, 277-KTR. We're going to have a free line open. Charles, Dave, Pete, Sam, you guys sit tight through the break. If you don't mind, thanks for being patient. We will get to you on the other side.
And you can also email us your pet peeves. That way you can just get really long-winded and whatever, and we'll take the best parts out of it and share that with others. So it's the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney.